This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, now, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would like to once again that special greeting to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And once again, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists that opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, you will find that as a result of the energy, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state and to be involved in that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. And many times as well, once again, that information that you receive is much more pertinent to your individual needs or desires than is the information that we attempted to express through this rather limited use of the vocabulary. And so we would encourage each of you to take that opportunity to be involved in that silent communication, in that telepathic interaction. But once again, as always, of course, that choice is yours absolutely. Now, our message is really very, very simple. And yet, if you listen closely and search within that message, you can grasp and find the opportunity to discover within each of you the answers to those questions that you seek. You can go within inside and discover all that it is that you desire to understand about your existence in this vibrational level. And so we would once again express to you that basic information that we expressed within this particular incarnational period on that very first interaction that we sat down and enjoyed that opportunity of being involved with the attribute. You exist even, for lack of a better terminology, a vibrational level. We utilize the term of a vibrational level because it comes the closest to utilizing some type of vocabulary that can give you some type of explanation that you can relate to. You can call it a plane of existence if you wish. You can call it a level of existence. It doesn't matter. Some of the problems with your vocabulary is when you begin to address things of having various levels or various planes. It's like one is above the other and one is below and one more desirable and one less desirable, and it's really not that way. So to utilize the terminology of a vibrational level, it's important to understand that that level is neither above or below any other vibrational level. You exist in a vibrational level, and that vibrational level exists within the same time and same space as a multitude of other vibrational levels that are existing within this creation. the vibrational level that you choose to exist in, however, is quite unique from these multitude of other vibrational levels. As this vibrational level that you exist in contains within it, in this mad apple, certain types of energies that we like to refer to as veil or various aspects of veils that impose upon your vibrational level certain restrictions that you choose to put in place, that you as individuals and as a human consciousness choose to impose upon yourself. Your choice. It's important to grasp the concept that you exist in this vibrational level, and this vibrational level is your choice, and that the limitations that you apply upon this vibrational level are your choice. And so the uniqueness of this vibrational level is that you, as the entities existing within the vibrational level, have chose to put in place what we refer to as electromagnetic types of energy that limit your capacity while within this vibrational level to understand who and what you truly are to all the levels of your consciousness. To all the levels of your consciousness. And so when you're in your so-called awakened consciousness state, this electromagnetic type of energy, this veil, is, for all intents and purposes, very strong in terms of allowing you to understand who and what you truly are, and allowing you to understand that you are indeed the creators of this vibrational level, of this reality, of this awake consciousness state that you exist within. You, in your awakened consciousness state, tend to believe that this reality is the most important existence that you're involved in. That this is, for some, all that there really is. That the other realities are illusionary realities. That the other states of consciousness that you become involved in are illusionary. The irony of it is that it's actually the opposite. That when you're in your so-called awakened consciousness state, you are in the most illusionary state that you exist within. Not only in this vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level. In your other levels of consciousness, you become closer to what we would refer to as reality of who and what you truly are. So when you exist within this vibrational level and you choose to maintain the existence within this vibrational level, in your altered levels of consciousness, you can indeed experience certain realities that are lastly influenced by this veil that you put into life, by this electromagnetic type of energy, but it really doesn't disappear. Many individuals existing in your awakened consciousness state tend to look at other entities who are continuing to exist within your vibrational level, but other levels of consciousness than what you might refer to as being between incarnational states, as somehow being removed from your vibrational level, and it's really not that way. As we've suggested many times, even when you're in your so-called between or incarnational states, you maintain, to some extent, the limitations of the veil of understanding who and what you truly are. So when you alter your levels of consciousness, you enter into realities that are much more real than it reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And yet you continue to maintain and to establish this veil to varying degrees. And so when you're in this vibrational level, well, it may appear when you alter your consciousness, go into a meditative state, or you go into a dream state, and you become involved in what you like to refer to as lucid dreaming, and you manipulate the activities that you're involved in that altered state of consciousness, and you get involved in types of realities where you can get a glimpse of the understanding that time and space are illusionary, that they don't exist at various other levels of your consciousness, when you begin to even get glimpses of the perception of who and what you truly are, you nonetheless continue to exist within the limitations that you put in place within this vibrational level. And even when you begin to grasp those concepts that time and space are illusionary, you nonetheless still exist within a vibrational level of your choice. In this vibrational level, as you understand that time and space are illusionary, exists within the same time and same space of all of the other vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist other than your belief system puts in place what we refer to as the human consciousness belief system in time and space. You see, it makes this reality, particularly in your awakened consciousness state, seem to be more difficult for you to manipulate. And so these vibrational levels are existing within the same time and same space. You simply choose to be involved and to participate in this particular vibrational level. You choose to be here. It's important to grasp that concept that you choose. You're not put here by some other entity because you have to learn something. You can put in place certain belief systems if you wish to hold them, that you have to learn something, and then you will indeed experience realities to validate the beliefs. But it's your choice. You are here by choice. You exist in this vibrational level by choice. And you, by choice, put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand and to be involved in other vibrational levels. And to bring back into this vibrational level a memory of that interaction in the other vibrational levels. You choose to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You choose to be here. An important concept. One that is at the very root, if you wish, of understanding who and what you truly are. One is at the very root of understanding and accepting that you are indeed responsible for the reality that you experience, both as an individual and as a participation in what we refer to as the human consciousness creation process. You choose to be involved. You are here by choice. In this vibrational level that you choose to exist within and to maintain this electromagnetic type of veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, once again, exists within the same time and space as all of the other vibrational levels. And we've used the analogy many times that it's easy to grasp that concept if you apply the analogy that existing within your atmosphere are a multitude of various radio and other frequencies. And you, as entities and individuals, have the capacity to tap into any one or other of those particular frequencies while eliminating the rest. And yet you understand absolutely that they are all existing within the same time and same space. You can change from one to the other, simply by choice. Well, in your vibrational level that you choose to exist in, you are tuned into this vibrational level. And you choose to put in place, once again, that electromagnetic type of energy that makes it very difficult for you to tune into other vibrational levels. Difficult, but not impossible. It's very difficult to interact, if you wish, over the boundaries, to change the channels, and to experience interactions in those other vibrational levels. But nonetheless, they're not somewhere else. They're not somewhere that you have to go. But rather, they exist within the same time and same space. Even to utilize the concept of time and space, to give an example, is to utilize an illusion that does not really exist. Time and space are a validation of beliefs that you hold. They're illusionary, not insignificant, but illusionary. And so you as entities exist within this vibrational level by choice. And you put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are while you continue to exist and to experience certain realities in this vibrational level. That electromagnetic type of energy also limits outside interference, if you wish, in the creation of your reality, in the maintenance and creation of your vibrational level. Other entities existing outside of your vibrational level cannot create for you, cannot influence your reality. If they wish to influence your reality, then they have to step through the inside of your vibrational level. Have to agree, if you wish, to the human consciousness belief system that limits your capacity to understand who and what you are. Have to step into your vibrational level and put in place and maintain that electromagnetic type of energy that limits the capacity for you and any other entity existing within your vibrational level to understand who and what you truly are. And so you are not affected by influence outside of your vibrational level. That can be a very, very difficult concept for many to grasp. But you see, if you're not influenced, and entities existing outside of your vibrational level do not have the capacity to influence or to create or to give direction to your reality, then it means that you're in charge. It means that you as entities and as a human consciousness are in charge. Not only are you in charge, but you're responsible. So you exist within what we refer to as a vibrational level. And in that vibrational level, which you exist in by choice, you, in your awakened and conscious state, exist in a very illusionary reality. And it's important, once again, that you do not mistake the terminology of illusionary for insignificant. Illusionary does not mean insignificant, absolutely not. But it does mean that it's the illusionary reality that you are existing in your awakened consciousness state. It is the most illusionary reality that you've experienced. Once again, we've used the analogy that it's like going into a theater and you see a projection upon the screen. Can you understand that that projection is simply a trick of light projected upon a screen? And while it can invoke various emotions, and while it can portray some seemingly very real events that are occurring, you understand that it's simply a production of some individual's imagination. It's an illusion. The reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is similar. It's similar to the theater, the entity that's behind that creation process, exists in an entirely different reality than what you can see portrayed upon the screen. And so you as entities exist within an entire different reality in your altered state of consciousness than what you experience in your awake and conscious state. So this reality that you experience in your awake and consciousness state is an illusionary reality. It's also your creation. And that again becomes a very difficult concept to grasp. But you see, you are all it is. There is not one entity, not only in your vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level, who is any more or any less than each of you existing within this vibrational level. You are all it is. Now, conversely, if you are all that is, then you are also nothing. For you cannot be all that is without being nothing at all. You encompass the entire perception of all that you can perceive, and so much more. You are all that is. There is not one entity, not only once again in your vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level, who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are all that is. You are separate entities, and yet you are one. You see, the irony of it is, and the paradox is that you cannot be all that is without being each other. And yet, once again, the paradox is that each of you are separate. One is no more than the other. The explanation defies the use of a vocabulary. It's an experience that cannot be expressed through using your vocabulary, through words, but rather a feeling that you must experience, that you are all that is. And so if you are all that is, then you as entities exist within each and every atom of your entire universe. Once again, that becomes a very difficult concept to grasp. And yet, it's an illusionary reality. It's a validation of your belief system. You are all that is. You are it. This is your creation. You create it all. Not just some part of it, but all of it. You have in your awakened consciousness state this rather mistaken belief that your consciousness somehow exists for many within some type of your mental capacity. And it's not really that way at all. Your consciousness exists throughout your entire vibrational level. Now, for some it's easy to grasp the concept and the belief that your consciousness can exist within each and every cell of your physical being. It's like that part of you. You can accept that. But what we're suggesting is that your consciousness goes far beyond that. We're suggesting that your consciousness, the energy of who and what you truly are, exists within each and every atom of the entire universe. Now you have, and we hesitate to utilize the terminology of history, but you have in your so-called history recordings of individuals who grasped and understood and believed in that concept, and who possessed, if you wish, something that he actually knew possessed, but were aware of their ability to utilize their connection of their consciousness to other entities and other particular elements that exist within your universe. Entities who seemingly had the ability to project their consciousness to various other parts of your world, for example. It's not a case of projecting consciousness, but rather of understanding that you are already there and tapping into that awareness. Some of your so-called new age is like referred to as out-of-body experiences. It's not really an out-of-body experience so much as it is an awareness that you are all that is, and that you have that capacity to tap into other elements of your consciousness that exist throughout your entire universe. Each of you, for example, to give you some type of understanding of what that process is like, can understand that within your physical being, you can have certain activities going on that you're not consciously aware of until you sit down and take a moment and close your eyes, and then you suddenly become aware of discomfort in some part of your body that was there all the time, but you weren't aware of it. You simply chose to ignore it, and you put it aside as being unimportant in your so-called conscious state was focused upon the other parts of your creation, or perhaps other parts of your physical body and your physical being. And yet when you closed your eyes and attempted and made a conscious effort to become aware of your physical being, you suddenly recognized discomforts in different parts of your physical being that were there all along, but you simply chose to not be aware of them. You chose to ignore them for various reasons. Some people are very adept at treating what you refer to as various illnesses or pains in that manner, putting it aside, having their consciousness dwell in other parts of their creation process and not on that particular physical ailment or pain, if you wish, that they are experiencing. You look at those people and say, look, they can stand pain and it doesn't bother them. Well, it bothers them. They simply choose to not allow their consciousness to be focused upon that particular discomfort. And just when they think about it, when you consciously make an effort to think about it, you become aware that it certainly exists. And each of you can understand that that's within your physical being, and each of you have had that type of experience, absolutely. What we're suggesting is that that consciousness that exists within your physical being that you tap into in such a manner or you choose to ignore also is the same consciousness that exists throughout your entire universe. And so when some entities choose to tap into their consciousness in other areas that are seemingly outside of their physical being, they're simply becoming aware of a conscious state that's removed from their physical being, but quite similar to the analogy that we used of someone becoming aware of a particular discomfort that they had put out of their mind because their mind was involved and their conscious thought was involved in other areas. And so it's not really so much of an out-of-body experience for certain individuals, but rather the capacity to understand and to utilize the connection with their consciousness that exists throughout your entire universe. You are all that is it. You exist within each and every atom of your entire universe. You are all that is it. You are so much more than you perceive in your awakened consciousness that. And so, you exist once again within this vibrational level, and you create the reality. You create that reality for a very simple and specific reason. And that is, as a result of this electromagnetic type of energy that you put in place that's veiled and limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state appears, gives the illusion that you're not in control through your choice. And as a result of that illusion, the emotions and feelings that you experience as a result of being involved in those creative processes are much more intense than the emotions and feelings that you will experience in other vibrational levels when you understand that you are in absolute control. The only exception to that emotion and feeling is the feeling of absolute and unconditional love. You and every other entity existing not only in your vibrational level but in all of the other vibrational levels creates that reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. When you exist in the other vibrational levels, you experience that understanding of who and what you truly are. When you exist in this vibrational level, you choose to limit that understanding. And so, once again, the experience that you have in your awakened consciousness state, in these realities that you're creating, seem to be very, very real and very, very much beyond your control. And as a result of that type of creation and of your limitations of understanding who and what you truly are, the emotions and feelings that you experience are much more intense than the emotions and feelings that you would experience in other vibrational levels when you understand that it's your creation and that you are absolutely in control, that it's a validation of your belief system. And once again, it's like going into a theater and watching some type of projection upon the screen of a production of someone else's illusionary reality. And you understand that it's an illusion, and why you can go through some very intense range of emotions and feelings. When you walk outside of that theater, you can tell yourself it was just an illusion. It's not real. And the emotions and feelings, while they may have seemed very intense while you were sitting within the theater and watching that particular projection upon the screen, do not carry with them that same intensity should you experience some type of similar reality in your so-called awakened consciousness that, you see, this illusion that you experience in your awakened consciousness that seems real, seems to be beyond your control. And yet the irony of it is that the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is a validation of your belief systems. It's your creation, without exception. Now, that becomes difficult to grasp when it's a less than desirable reality. We understand that. And any of these emotions and feelings are less than desirable types of emotions and feelings. Everyone would love to experience a continual euphoria of joy and of experience unconditional love. And yet you choose to put in place the limitations of understanding your creation process in order to have the opportunity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings, even though in your awakened consciousness state you may judge them as being less than desirable. You create your reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. You are all that is. You are the creator of your reality. It becomes then, again, very difficult to grasp that concept, to accept that, when the reality that you are experiencing is not a very enjoyable one in your awakened consciousness that. This incarnational period that you're involved in is an illusion. Significant, but illusion. It's an illusionary reality. It is the most difficult reality for you to sustain. If you alter your consciousness and enter into a meditative state or a dream state or even a between incarnational state, you are becoming much closer to what we would refer to as the real state of existence and creation. Many in your awakened consciousness state believe that when you are in that altered state of consciousness that we refer to as the between incarnational state, when you die, in other words, that you leave this vibrational level, that you leave this reality. It is not really that way. You may choose to leave this reality, or you may choose to continue existing within this vibrational level. It becomes very difficult to give you an explanation, because you see, the explanation that we could give was based upon some type of a history or a progression or a belief in time and space which doesn't really exist. But nonetheless, without that type of an explanation and utilizing those belief systems, it becomes very difficult to give any explanation at all. And so we would suggest that you have and are involved in various incarnational periods, and that you alter from one incarnational period to another, and that you terminate one and you begin in another, simply to give you some type of an explanation that you can apply to your belief systems in time and space. And so you choose to terminate a particular incarnational period. You choose. It's always your choice. It's not someone else that says, well, it's time to end this incarnational period. There's not some type of faith that's put in place, unless you choose to believe it and you put it in place. But it's always your choice. It's always your creation. You choose to end a particular incarnational period. You enter into a state of consciousness that we refer to as the between-incarnational static. That incarnational, or that between-incarnational state of consciousness is still a reality or experience that is based upon beliefs and belief systems that you hold. Unlike in your awakened consciousness state, it becomes very difficult to sustain any type of illusionary reality in that altered state of consciousness, in that between incarnational state, that gives the appearance that it's beyond your control. In that between incarnational state, it's very difficult for you to continue to sustain a belief system where there are other entities that are creating your reality, or there's some higher energy that's influencing your reality, or that you have these gods or angels or guides or whatever terminology you wish to apply to your creations that are responsible for your experience. We're not saying that you can't create that. We're saying that it's difficult to sustain the illusionary reality. It's difficult for you in that between incarnational state to sustain a type of reality that gives the illusion that you're not in control. It's at that point, at that level of consciousness, that you must choose if you wish to leave this vibrational level. It's at that point that you begin to understand that it's your creation. It's at that level of consciousness that you choose the belief systems that may or may not influence other incarnational periods. It's at that point that you, in agreement with other entities who are all involved in this creation process, put in place the belief systems that will greatly influence your so-called next incarnational state. It's your choice. And so when you're in that state of consciousness, in that between incarnational state, you begin to understand that this so-called awakened consciousness state is the illusionary reality. It's the most difficult one for you to sustain. We would suggest to each of you to understand that it's impossible for you to maintain this awake state of consciousness. Each of you would agree to that particular statement, that it's impossible for you to remain in this particular incarnational period, in this particular awake state of consciousness. You cannot sustain it. It's an illusion. It's an illusionary reality that's based upon belief systems that you put in place and other levels of your consciousness. You have difficulty maintaining this awakened consciousness state, even for what you refer in your belief in time and space, as a very limited time. Or there are some who can stay in this awakened consciousness state much longer than others. There are others who can enter into an altered state of consciousness and sustain that for much longer states than others. But regardless, each of you understand that as a result of your belief systems, or as a result of your understanding, if you wish, of your physical limitations, that you cannot maintain this awake conscious state for an indefinite period of time. And yet the rest of you, when challenged, would suggest that it's possible to maintain that so-called in-between state of consciousness, in between incarnational period state of consciousness, that so-called dead state, much longer than it is to maintain your so-called awake conscious state. This awake conscious state is the illusionary reality. This is the state that it's difficult for you to maintain and to sustain. This is the reality that's based upon choices and decisions that you make not only in your awakened consciousness state, but can be influenced and are influenced by choices that you make in other states of consciousness that are influenced by other incarnational states that you're involved in, that are influenced indeed by what you think and feel, what you believe, what you choose, what you desire, what you expect to come into your awakened conscious state. That all comes from that spark of consciousness that you are. That all comes from that level of unconditional love that you are. And when you are in that so-called between incarnational state, when you're at that level of consciousness, once again it becomes very difficult to maintain any type of illusionary reality that contains within it the belief that you're not in control. It becomes very difficult for you to sustain those illusionary realities and to give responsibility to some other entities. You begin to accept the responsibility and then to make the choice. Do I stay in this vibrational level, or do I wish to experience other vibrational levels? You make the choice. You exist in this vibrational level by choice. And you have the opportunity to leave this vibrational level by choice. You are not here because someone put you here to learn any type of lesson. You are not here to attempt to achieve some type of enlightenment. You are all that is. You cannot be more than what you are, and yet you are nothing. You are an individual, and yet you are one. You exist within your physical being, and yet you exist within your entire universe. You are all that is. You are here by choice, and you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You cannot fail. This is a no-brainer. You don't have to go through any type of enlightenment or experience. You cannot fail. You exist in this vibrational level by choice. You create your reality to validate the belief systems that you hold in order to experience intense ranges of emotions and feelings that you cannot experience in any other type of creation process in any of the other vibrational levels. You are the God you search for. You are all that is. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are, that you are indeed a unique entity, and yet you are one with each and every entity. Not only in your vibrational level, but in all of the vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation. You are all that is. The irony of it is that we can, and we have been suggesting this to each of you and many of you in other incarnational periods when we have been involved with our friend Elias for what you might refer to as many of your past centuries of existence in which each of you and many of you interacted in those various incarnational periods. We've suggested the same message over and over, and it's been very simple to continue to tell you that you create your reality. You are the God that you search for, and you cannot fail. And we've told you that from day one, and we continue to suggest that to you, that that's the important part of what our message is. And yet, it doesn't matter what we tell you. You see, well, we can match the suggestion. The only way that you can truly grasp the understanding is to go it inside. You will not find the answers expressed through some type of the use of a vocabulary. You won't find them written in a book. You can search forever to attempt to find the answers in your awakened consciousness stack, and it's not there. We've suggested and used a very a good analogy that it's like you're about to and wish to embark upon a journey, and each of you would like to take that journey to the understanding of who and what you truly are. And so you come down upon this shore, and there's this vast expanse of water that you have to cross, and there's a fog bank just offshore, so you can't see what it is that you're about to venture into. It's something that you have put in the limitations to the understanding of what this journey is going to be about. And lined up upon the shore are a multitude of vessels. And many individuals spend their time running up and down the shore, and they check off the vessel. Is this vessel loaded with all of the proper equipment? And then do we have a good crew? And do we have all the provisions that are necessary for us to make this journey? And they keep on casting out. This one looks good, but oh, there's another one down there. That one looks like another really interesting vessel. We should run down the shore and we'll check out that one. And it's, oh, but there's another one over there, and it's endless, and you can go on forever and ever looking up and down the shore at all of these vessels. And then there's the odd individual that comes down to the shore, and they step into the first vessel, and oh, this feels really good. And they begin to progress upon their journey. And the irony of it is that this is a journey that you cannot fail at. This is a journey that you have simply to progress upon. You see, the irony of it is that you can walk there. You don't need a vessel. You see, the vessel that takes you there, its condition and its shape, and whether it's got the proper provisions and whether or not it's got all of the necessary elements that you think are necessary in order to complete this journey, is not nearly as important as your belief in the vessel that can take you on this journey. And so, like that journey that you're about to embark upon, there is not any vessel there that is going to satisfy you if you don't go on the journey. You will not find the answers written down in any book. You will not find them expressed as we attempt to express to you through this use of the vocabulary. But rather you will find them by going with inside. The answers that you seek with inside of each of you. And so we continuously suggest to you at the beginning of each session that we interact with you, that it's more beneficial for you to be involved in that silent communication. It's more beneficial for you to go with inside than it is to listen to this rather limited use of the vocabulary in which we express all this nonsense to you. Go with inside. The answers are with inside each of you. When you go with inside, you begin to have the opportunity to connect with that spark of consciousness that you are. Go with inside and you can grasp an understanding of that absolute and unconditional love, and it will bring tears to your eyes. Go with inside. You believe in time and space. And so this going with inside concept, you believe, becomes more proficient if you practice it. You don't have to practice it, but your belief system, and a very strong belief system, is that if it takes time and space, then it is more real. It has more validity. And so practice going with inside. And when you go with inside, once again, you will experience all types of realities. For you begin to get into the reality is that is less illusionary than this so-called awake and conscious reality. And yet in that altered state of consciousness, these realities will indeed seem to be imaginary. And once again, it's your desire, it's this veil that you put in place that exists in all levels of consciousness, that you are utilizing, as you attempt to block that understanding and connection of who and what you truly are. And so these realities that you experience, while they seem to be very inviting, and they can absolutely be very inviting, put them aside and go deeper. And put them aside. And put them aside. Until you begin to to experience and to be aware of the experience of absolutely nothing. You put them aside, and you put them aside, and suddenly you become overwhelmed with the understanding that you are all that is. You become in contact with that spot of consciousness that you are. The answers exist within the attributes. In an altered state of consciousness, you can utilize alteration of belief systems if that's what you wish. You can utilize certain methods and techniques to alter your reality, to change your belief systems, to alter what it is that you desire, to utilize your imagination and your expectation. You can do all of those types of reality creation techniques. But if you wish to experience the connection of who and what you truly are, and you put that aside, you set aside that time to attempt the journey to go inside, for the simple, very, very simple purpose of connecting with your higher self, of grasping an understanding of who and what you truly are, and to bring back into your conscious state the recognition and the memory of what that experience was like. When you do that, when you have that experience, then you begin to understand why it cannot be expressed through the use of a vocabulary. When people attempt to express it through the use of a vocabulary, they realize that it's just not there. It's an experience. It's a feeling. It's not something that you can portray to someone else, but rather something that each of you has the opportunity to experience and can only understand it by having their experience. And so we encourage each of you to go with inside. We encourage, if you seek the answers, to look with inside. There are many of your so-called books and your types and your expressions of vocabulary that you can utilize to give you the keys to understanding that there is more. But if you wish to experience the more, you must go with inside. You must experience it. You must feel it. You must be part of who and what you truly are, that you can retain the memory of and bring back into your awakened consciousness state. And you will know who you are. You will accept the responsibility for your reality. You will feel completely at ease with the understanding that you are all that is, that you create your reality, and you absolutely cannot fail to come to that understanding. That answer is within each of you. If you desire that understanding, then we would encourage you to go with inside, to search within, not without. Now, we would once again like to express our thanks to each of you, and if you wish, we would return in a few moments and attempt to answer any questions that you may wish to ask of us. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.